approximately 30-inch square table. And the first course, of course, would go all the way around, and then in the corners of the second course, you let your leg, which was the same dimension, go all the way through. And it is glued together entirely with resin powdered glue. It's waterproof, absolutely. Water doesn't have any effect on it. It's just like marine glue. It's what it is. It's marine glue. Then your legs, there's not a nail in it, except your binding that you put on the outside that would eliminate maybe taking chips or chunks out of the sides of this blocks, because they're turned in ways, up and down, so that that grain wears slower as you use it with your knife back and forth. It doesn't scar up as fast. And then you put a binding on the outside of something hard, like white oak or posto, so that if you hit the edge of it with a cleaver, it won't split any of your blocks that you've laminated together.
And you mentioned yesterday a really unique way of finishing that. Could you tell me about that?
You mean what I used to finish it with? And I have found that on oak, mahogany, maple, any type of hardwood that will sand smooth, mm-hmm. You can take poplar, and if it's mixed with the blue heart and the sap, it will have the same effect on that. Of course, it's a lot lighter, but for mahogany or any kind of oak, water oak, red oak, post oak, or white oak, pure olive oil or Wesson's oil, pour it on and rubbed in, and rub until it shines like a pair of fluorescein sieves. I found that particularly on those tables, that if you happen to get food onto any kind of paint or varnish, it's possible that you can get the taste of that varnish on your food. But if you keep it cared for with this Wesson's oil or olive oil, it doesn't leave any odor or any taste. On like cutting boards that I build also, they are laminated together and put little legs on the bottom 2 inches from each corner, each way, so that it will sit up high enough that the lady can take her serving tray and slide under it, and as she cuts up her onions or lettuce or what have you, her tray is partly out from under the cutting board, and she can just rake it off into the tray without having to take it up and put it into a bowl. And I make another one that is 2-ply. There's 2 layers of 1/2 inch thick. And those are laminated together and cut out in the shape of a heart. And on the heart end, I turn those over after they have been laminated together and get the center and go each way, half the thickness each way of the width of a little paring knife, and cut it the length of the blade and the width of the blade and half the thickness of the blade in each half. Then when they are glued together,